whatever you'd like to call him. It falls for two. Krzyzewski now with 13 points. Leads all scorers. Pelega for the three from the left wing is no good, and we have a late whistle. And it's going to be a push against, actually, it's going to be an offensive foul. An offensive foul against North Huron's number 12, Matt Koth. That's his second foul. And Noah Pelega sits down and is replaced by, it appears, Adam Pichette. No, excuse me, Brandon Berry. We have a whistle on the inbound as Brandon Wisner was double-teamed by Blue Jerseys. And this will be the fourth team foul and the second against Brandon Berry. He made very little time on that clock before reaching a foul.
Little hand check there. Some preventative officiating, I think.
I think so. 4:20 left in the third, 45-29, 16-point lead for Elkton Pigeon Bayport. Krzyzewski back to Drew Schuller, top of the key, into the corner to Valentine for three, in and out, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Koth. The other way, going wasting no time, and he gets fouled on the way up. He's heading to the line for two shots.
Looks like it's going to be the third on Keegan Valentine.
Indeed it is. That's his third foul. Valentine, the only near foul trouble for the Lakers.
Now he's smart enough to stay on the floor.
Koth with his first free throw hits the front of the iron and slowly lips in.
But and Coach Schwartz and DeRee's not taking any chances. Now take a little seat, get a little rest.
Koth with 12 points in the night. Check that. Now 13 as he makes both free throws. 45-31, 14-point lead for Lakers. In transition, they tried to go block to block from, that would be number 22, Brandon Wischlager, seeing his first action of the night. He goes out of bounds. Brandon Wisner on the inbound, and this one gets kicked out of bounds. So we'll try this one once again. 3:58 left in the third, 45-31, Elkton Pigeon Bayport over the visiting North Huron Warriors.
Wischlager had just come in for Keegan Valentine.
Wisner inbounds to Krzyzewski, and that was quite easy, and he gets 2 points. Krzyzewski leading all scorers with another as he's starting to heat up here. North Huron dives into the lane, led by Brandon Berry. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the way up, so he'll go to the line for two shots. This will be his third set of free throws. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. This is a third foul against Drew Schuller now for the Lakers, and it's the third team foul.
Not only does Brandon Berry have a nice stroke at the foul line, but he knows how to get to the foul line, and that's something that's really important to a team.
Makes both of them on this trip. He has 7 points, five of them from free throws. Drew Schuller now sits down for Lakers, and he's replaced by number 21, Carson Binder. He's in the books with 1 point currently. As North Huron coming out in a full court press. Brandon Wisner gets the inbound. Reverses courts over to Braden Smith. Now to Krzyzewski, left wing. Dribbles down to the baseline, skips over to the opposite block. And Wischlager cannot hang on to it. And this will be a turnover back to North Huron ball.
It was the right idea, just wrong execution.
3:33 left in the third. A 14-point deficit for North Huron. They are on offense. Berry brings it up the court for the Warriors. To the left wing to Pichette. Back to Berry against Krzyzewski. Pulls up inside the elbow, and this one goes off, banked in. In for two. Berry with 9 points. 12-point ball game, 47-35. Lakers on offense and the lead. Wisner dives in the lane, goes to the block, left side, and he puts it in for a layup. Coast to coast, and we have a timeout, full timeout called by Ron Swartz and Drew Brown, the WLAW Sports Network. Lakers 49, North Huron 35.
Hey, Trevor, what's up?
Not much. How was your Christmas?
Great. Good food, got to see the family, and a nice chunk of change to boot.
Sweet. What you gonna buy?
I'm not sure. It's burning a hole in my pocket. Maybe a new paintball gun? LOL.
Dude, don't waste your money. You need to get a new phone. That old Nokia needs to go, man.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll look online for a new phone.
Geez, dude, just go to Thumb Cellular. They've got lots of great phones to choose from, and affordable plans, too. Trevor, you've made up my mind. I'm heading there today. Thanks, man. TTYL.
Get cash for the holidays? Stop into Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Coming out of the timeout, North Huron bringing up the ball, and they are fouled right at midcourt by number 24, Bailey Krzyzewski. That's his second foul of the evening. Lakers fourth of the half. Coming out on offense then, Noah Plega takes a three. This one is airballed, rebound Lakers, their fifth of the third quarter. 49-35, Lakers lead by 14. 2:40 before the end of the third. Braden Smith over to the right wing to Brennan Wisner. Being guarded by Barry. And we have a whistle, and they're going to say it's going to be a carry against Brennan Wisner. Turnover for the Lakers. That's only their sixth of the evening compared to North Huron's 13. Now, mind you, North Huron's only had one turnover in this third quarter. Plega dives into the lane, goes up for the, after a spin move, goes up for the layup, and he is fouled by Braden Smith. That is. And Lakers at line shooting two, Noah Plega. He hit a three back in the first quarter, has done nothing since. Free throw is up, no good off the back of the iron. Substitution for the Lakers, number three, Nick Byarski. He replaces Brandon Wischlager. Second free throw from Plega. This one bounces in and out, no good, but rebound from number 24, Adam Pichette, puts it back in for two. Nice offensive rebound and put back for the Warriors. Now trail by 12. Lakers coming out in transition. They go a little bit too fast, and it hits number three. Byarski can't hang on to it. This is another turnover.
The only one who could have caught that post feed was Paul Zwemmer a few years ago.
And he graduated.
Yeah.
Third turnover for Lakers in this quarter, 7 in the evening. Baranski top of the key. Now gives it to Pichette at the high post. Pichette trying to do something, now starts to dribble. Baranski with it at the right wing, being double-teamed. Back up, resetting the offense is Adam Pichette. Matt Koth driving down the lane, goes up for the shot. And the trick shot, circus shot, falling out of bounds. Finger roll, count it, and a foul. He's going to line for one shot. He has 15 points. Six of them in the third quarter. Foul goes against Byarski. That's his second. Free throw is no good. We have a whistle on the rebound. And it will be against Lakers. Foul goes against Nick Byarski. That's his third. So he just picked up two quick fouls. And that is the team's seventh foul. So that sends Matt Koth to the free throw line for 1-1. Misses last one. He is 2 for 3, and now 3 for 4 on the evening.
And now he gets the bonus.
We are now down to a single-digit deficit for North Huron, 49-40.
Three possessions.
With 1:51 left in the third, still plenty of ball game left. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Brennan Wisner. Wisner taking his time, right to left crosser radio. Minute 43 left in the third. Lakers leading by 9, 49-40. Braden Smith, good movement around the top of the key. And
nice
a give and
D.
go inside to the feed into the low post to number 21. Carson Binder is good and brings it back to an 11-point lead for Lakers. Minute 25, 11 third. Baranski top of the key. Over to Adam Pichette. Koth from the right elbow pulls up for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Krzyzewski.
51-40, 1:10 to go.
Brennan Wisner dribbling with 1:05 left in the third. At the right wing extended, now top of the key. To left wing, Krzyzewski dribbling down the lane, goes up for the layup. A little too hard, but he gets it to fall after about his fourth bounce around the rim. And Krzyzewski is leading with 17 points. 53-40, Lakers by 13. North Huron on offense with 45 seconds left. Baranski goes with a reverse layup, can't get this one to fall. Rebound by